You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
It's a small manufacturer's dream to get a shelf space at a major retailer, especially the biggest retailer in Africa. And that dream came true for a company that is in the business of making canned dal. It's called Saikav Foods, and its lentil and chickpea cans have become listed in 25 ShopRite and Checkers stores. We do have Pregason Francis, the co-founder of Saikav Foods, on the market update for more. Pregason, thanks so much for your time. I suppose congratulations is in order. How did you do it?
Hi, Fifi. Glad to be here, actually. So it started off many years ago, where we started with Saikav Foods. The idea was born in the UK, and we imported the product into South Africa. And very soon after that, we started to manufacture locally. In our partnership with ShopRite, the ShopRite group, took place in Jan 2021.
What's interesting is that you do say that you had ideally wanted that partnership with ShopRite to begin even sooner, and you tried and you knocked on their doors and it just didn't budge, it just didn't open for you. Can you help us understand exactly why back then ShopRite declined the opportunity?
Look, back in 2010, the brand was brand new, and obviously it's a bit difficult to list an unknown brand. We were told that we needed to go get into the market, develop the brand, and we'll see from there. And it took us many years to get to the stage that we did, because we had one product for 6 years, which was the split pea dal. We only started adding to our line in around 2016. And by that time, the Saikav brand became a household name in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me about the evolution, just from this one line, the one product that you had, to adding all the other products under the brand. So what motivated it? I mean, is this a result of the reception that you got from the market? Was it, you know, ideas coming from some of your clients, existing clients, who said, no, why don't you also try this? Why don't you also try that? What motivated it? And just take us through the trial and error process of expanding the product line.
Yeah, so we had the split pea dal, which was a unique product, and I think it was, you know, probably first to market in our country. And my partner, Marvin Naidu and Rose Naidu, they came up with the idea on the other, to expand the dal range, which was the gram dal and the mung dal. And we had approached our factory that produces a license for us, and we said to them, look, we want to launch these two new dal products. And after extensive testing, we found that the quality was just as good as our split pea. And from there, it was, you know, developing the label and getting it into the market.
Mm. Which is the best-selling product?
The best-selling product at the moment is the Saikav split pea dal.
And that's the one that you started out with?
That's the one we started out with. And the reason why, you know, it sells so well is that traditionally it took about, or it takes 2 to 3 hours to soak and boil split pea dal. And what we've done is we've eliminated that process, and we've made the product conveniently available in a can without compromising the quality. The quality of the product is excellent. In the can itself, it's 95% yellow split pea dal.
Yeah. So you brought efficiencies into the kitchens of many households who do enjoy a dal. But who's your target market?
So our target market started off traditionally, you know, with the Indian market. But we found that because the product didn't require those extra steps in terms of soaking and boiling, that when we did a lot of advertising and marketing videos to show how easy the product was made, that many people were starting to buy the product across the South African demographic. And then what we did after that, we took it one step further, and we decided to do a heat and eat range of the split pea dal. And basically what that means is that We took our recipes, and we asked the factory to perfect it and to braise it and get it into a form that's ready to eat effectively. So, the customer would find the heat in it dal, they'd pop the can, they'd either put it on the stove or the microwave, and within 2 or 3 minutes, you're having your meal.
You know, I've spoken to a few companies, small companies, manufacturers of perishable and non-perishable goods, and many of them have said in the past that, you know, getting shelf space at a major retailer is a game changer for one's business. And I'm wondering if the same can be said for Sekai Foods.
Absolutely. So when ShopRite took us on, you know, we did grow. We started off, you know, as you said, with 25 stores, but then we also were recently listed in Gauteng. So now we're in 47 stores across KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. And it allowed us to invest in our infrastructure, invest in people, and expand our footprint in the market. So it definitely gives you that competitive edge because your products are now available to a broader base of customers.
Mm-hmm. It looks like the growth that is being taken, or the expansion, it's an incremental one, because you started off in KZN, and as you now say, you're in Gauteng. But of course, ShopRite's reach is far wider than that, even beyond this country. It goes into the rest of the continent. And I'm just wondering if that is also in the plans in the future.
It is in the plan. So one of the challenges for small businesses like ourselves is the distribution and merchandising. So we're currently in talks with a few distributors and merchandisers in terms of taking that giant leap into a national footprint. And that's ultimately our goal.
You know, the canned foods business, but recently has been spotlighted, I think, just as a result of the product recalls of a few brands. And, you know, one has to, you know, wonder how that happens. And also, it also shows the complexity in manufacturing canned foods. How have you dealt with this challenge, and has it ever affected you?
So the raw materials, when they come in, they go under extensive testing in terms of the actual product itself, the raw materials itself. And that's done at the factory. After we produce the products are then further tested, and we retain sample batches. And the reason why we retain sample batches is that if ever there is a recall, we can go back and fully investigate what went wrong. What we find is we have very few complaints, but the complaints that we have would be as a result of the can being either bloated because it was exposed after it was purchased, or the can was dented or compromised in some way. And then the bacteria gets in and sets in, and the product is then, you know, damaged.
Hmm. What about the price? Let's particularly hone in on the price of the split pea dal, right? If you had to compare the price of that can today compared to before the pandemic happened and caused all kinds of disruptions to the supply chain and caused all kinds of increases in the price of everything, including food, how have you managed the cost pressures that have come as a result of the pandemic, and perhaps now even the war in the Ukraine?
So we had two increases in the last 6 months, and it wasn't just Sakya, but I think it was across the board for all canned products. And we made a company decision to absorb, you know, most of that increase to ensure that our products are sold to the consumer at an affordable price. So there has been a certain amount of effect that the situation in Ukraine has had, and it's mainly, you know, around the transport and distribution and fuel costs and raw materials.
Because I think even the price of aluminium has hit highs last, or that haven't been seen in a while.
So that was the biggest component of the increase, was the price of the cans. So the packaging cost has, I think it's actually doubled or tripled in the last year.
Hmm. If you had to share one element that perhaps you think has set you apart as a business to entrepreneurs who are looking at also securing some shelf space out of ShopRite, what would you say the key lesson from your experience has been?
The proof is in the pudding. You know, if it's a canned product, you have to get your buyer to test the product. And if your product's as good as you say it is, you've won the first part of that of getting in, because the quality is really what got us into ShopRite. And funnily enough, you know, most of the buyers took the product home and they gave it to their families and they said, "Look, try this. It's from a can."
Right.
And when you get the call to say, "Wow, you know, my mom enjoyed this," then you know that you've won half the battle.
All right. Pregerson, sir, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for your time and for sharing the story. Best of luck for those growth and expansion plans. Pregerson Francis, the co-founder at Seika Foods.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.